Hello and welcome back to season two, officially, even though we've done it before, of the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha. This year we'll talk a little bit about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. This season we're mostly going to think of what comes to mind when we think of the Parsha, Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder, sometimes with the help of Chabad.org and other sources, other times just thinking a little bit about the Parsha itself. So we've come to Bereishis, we've come to the story of the creation of the world. It's fascinating to think how there was nothing before, and then Hashem created, and then there became the world. And as a side note, sometimes we'll have 10 minutes or 15 minutes, oftentimes other times we might have 5 minutes, just a quick thought sometimes, a condensed thought, just what we're thinking, just what I'm thinking about the Parsha of the week. So the world was nothing, and Hashem decided in His infinite wisdom, I don't want there to be a nothing, I don't want there to be no world, I want there to be something, I want to share this world with ministering angels, I want to share this world with humans, with animals, with plants. I want there to be a functioning world, a world that is sustained by me, but I want mankind and other kind to be there. So Hashem creates the world, He creates light, He creates darkness, He creates things with just one utterance, one letter. We can't even fathom what that's like. Hashem could have created everything in 1 second without any effort involved, but decided to break it up into days, and we don't know what the days are. Some people say 6 days could be 6 millennia. Some people say it could be thousands of years, millions of years. It could be that Hashem embedded into the earth dinosaurs or fuels or fossils. We don't know. Whatever these 6 days are, Hashem decided on each day to do something, and then fish and plants and animals and, of course, water and the land. And, of course, lastly, He makes man and then makes a helper for man, Chava. And Hashem decides to bless the world and decides that the world is good. And we keep hearing this phrase, especially on Simchat Torah, on Simchas Torah, which we just had a few days ago. Vayir vayivoker yom echad, vayir vayivoker yom sheni, na 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 na. And we say, Vayar Elokim ki tov. Why did we say tov? What is tov? What is the aspect of tov? When we look around the world, we've talked about this oftentimes, we're supposed to see the good, we're supposed to see kol manda avad rachmana avad l'tova, we're supposed to see gamzu l'tova, everything is for the best. We're supposed to realize, yes, everything is for the best. Sometimes we don't understand, sometimes we don't fathom, sometimes we can't picture why everything is for the best, but really everything is for the best. Hashem Himself, when He makes the world, when He creates the existence of the world, He keeps, the Torah testifies about Him, and Hashem gave the Torah through the words of the writing of Moshe, but really it was the words of Hashem given to us through the writing of Moshe. Tov, 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 vayar Elokim ki tov. He saw it was good. He saw there's an essence of goodness in the world. There's also an essence of goodness in person, in man. You know, the philosophers, l'havdil, l'havdil, I don't know if it was Plato or Socrates or Aristotle, talk about the idea of a tabula rusa. What is that? It's the term, maybe, I don't know what, maybe it's Latin, but it's the term teaching us that when a child is born, it's a blank slate. The child is a blank slate. It's innocence. All the experiences, all the nurturing and the nature of the child and what it's surrounded with, that's what paints onto the child different things. But if you paint onto that child, you paint onto yourself over the years goodness and looking at good, the child can inherently see the good, feel the good, and be good. No one makes a child into a this or into a that or to become a this or become a that. It's the experiences, the upbringing, the nurturing, the nature, of course, of the genetics of the personality of a person too. But it's how the person develops over the years. That tabula rusa becomes in a certain way. So we're thinking about the good, thinking about how we could define ourselves as good. And of course, we have to surround ourselves with goodness. In all ways, we have to make sure to surround ourselves with goodness. We have to have shechenim tovim. We have to have good neighbors. And we have to have chaverim tovim. We need to have good friends. We need to have rabbanim that are tovim. Tovot, I never know the conjugation of grammar. That's not my department. My wife is better at that. I just don't. But in general, we have to think about the Tov. The Tov in the rabbi, in our role models. The Tov in our family and our friends. Who we surround ourselves with. A lot of times they say you can really tell a lot about a person when you see who they surround themselves with. What type of friends they have. What type of spouse they have and kids they have. What type of a job they have. What do they do with their free time? What do they do with their abilities and their qualities and their talents? What do they do? How can you see the good? You can be the good. There's a famous phrase, be the good, be the change you want to see in the world. Because really it's up to you and it all starts with you. You want to see change in the world. You want to see goodness in the world. You want to be like Hashem Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. How did he see good? Hashem himself is an essence, inherent nature of Hashem, which we can never really fathom, is only goodness. He's only good. So anything he does has to be by definition good. We don't understand why, but the inherent aspect of Hashem is good. We have to emulate Hashem. We ourselves have to be good also. We have to find a way to bring the goodness to the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the good you want to see in the world. Look for the goodness. Look for the goodness in yourself. Look for the goodness around you. Especially when we live in divisive times and we live in dividing times. So many things became so political, so crazy, so unfortunate, so dividing. It shouldn't be like that. Inherently, deep down, we should all love and care for each other. Look for the goodness in each other. Look for the good in ourselves, how we could contribute to the world, how we could good to the world. Look for the goodness. Find the goodness in the world, and hopefully the world will be so much better because of that. Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. Maybe we ourselves could say Vayar Moshe, Shlomo, Sarah, Dina, Vayar Tani Ki Tov. What did I look to see that was good in myself and in the world? How can I see to spread goodness in the world? What can I look in myself to see that's good? In the world to see that's good? In my surrounding to see that's good? You look for the good. You find the good. You attach yourself to the good. And really, everything can see good. And then you can really find the goodness, latch onto the goodness, and spread the goodness to have a wonderful, good, really good existence in our world and in the world around us. And hopefully the ultimate good would finally come with the building of the third base of Nishpat, third base of Hamikdash, may it be speedily today, with Mashiach coming today. This has been Tani Talks Parsha. Join us as we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep.